A-side's got hype, but people root for the underdog. There may be a main event, but don't sleep on the undercard. Welcome to the B-side, you can take your sneaks off, take you for a sweet ride. Ah, info we supply, worldwide, thanks for flipping to the B-side, yeah.
Hosted by Brian McKay.
Listeners, I actually got him, the man, the myth, the legend. While Coach Blair is busy walking to the on-campus hotel getting his daily free newspaper, I know the truth. This man is the one behind the scenes doing all the work in College Station. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Texas A&M assistant coach Bob Starkey. Coach Starkey, welcome to the B-side.
Hey, absolutely proud to be here. Tickled to death to see you again, Brian.
Hey. Yes. Okay, Coach. In a college coaching career that has spanned over 41 years, this is, I believe, your 24th time on the sideline for an NCAA tournament?
You know, you would know more than I. You know, I don't count those things. Like if somebody asked me how many games have I won or championships or stuff like that, I just, you know, I think one of the reasons I've been able to hang in the business long enough is instead of looking behind me, I keep looking in front of me to see what's next.
Yes, sir. Well, when hearing numbers like that, what does that mean to you as far as, like, the coaches that you've worked with, players that you've had? What does that mean to you overall?
Well, it means I'm one of the most blessed individuals to ever be part of this game. I've worked for, as you know, several Hall of Fame coaches beside Coach Blair. There was Van Chancellor, there was Sue Gunner, there was Dale Brown. There was Judy Southard, and then, gosh, we don't have enough time to go over some of the amazing players I've had an opportunity to coach. But I've literally coached some of the greatest players to play this game, both on the men's side and the women's side. So I've really, really been fortunate, really been fortunate.
Yes, indeed. This year's tournament is unlike anything we've seen before. Every game being played in one central location down in Texas. What would it mean for Texas A&M to make that run, win a national championship, essentially at home?
Well, I think it would mean a lot. Now, first of all, just to win a championship in general, special. But to be able to do it within our state certainly would magnify that. And then when you take into consideration that literally 3 weeks ago at a home game against Georgia, we honored our 2011 national championship team, their 10th anniversary. So that kind of makes it special too. But as you know, there's a lot of quality teams here. And then I think the uniqueness of the pandemic makes this a really, really open event.
As we inch closer to Monday night, I'd love for you, because I know you've already been just fiercely working on a game plan, I'd love for you to give my listeners a little bit of a taste of what the Aggies are facing in their first round opponent with the Troy Trojans.
Well, we're actually playing the team that plays the quickest of any team in America. They actually lead the nation in possessions per game. They're third in points per game. They're going to get up and down the floor. They have a unique blend of kids who can all bring the ball up the floor, even their five player. If she gets the rebound, obviously they're going to look to outlet, throw it deep. If not, they can all bring it up. So they're just absolutely outstanding in transition. And that'll be 40 minutes where they'll be constantly attacking, very similar to what we see maybe in Arkansas in our league. Nice. The second thing that really stands out is their offensive rebounding. They lead the nation in offensive rebounding, 19.8 offensive boards a game. So they're running the ball up, shooting it, and shooting it again, and shooting it again. So for us, what's really important in terms of defense is sprinting back, trying to keep them in front of us, and then try and keep them off the glass the best we can. Defensively, they're very quick, very athletic. They'll give us multiple looks. They'll play some man. They'll play some zone. They'll press a little bit. They'll extend their zone a little bit. Kind of like Coach Chancellor would like this, kind of like a baseball pitcher. Fastball, curveball, changeup, slider. They'll give you a whole lot of different looks to try and keep you off balance.
Nice. Well, Coach, I told you I wouldn't go take up too much of your time. I just want to tell you good luck in the tournament, and thank you so much for joining me today.
Brian wouldn't miss it for the world. It's good seeing you again.
Good to see you too. As always, I am your host, Brian McKay, and thank you for flipping to the B-Side. You can listen to the B-Side Podcast at Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, Spotify, and TuneIn. Also, be sure to check out our YouTube channel. Please be sure to follow our show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at the B-Side Podcast. That's at the B-Side Podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to get all the updates and different things happening with our podcast. Be sure to email us any questions, comments, what you think you like about the show, what you don't like. Our email address is thebsidepodcast@gmail.com. That's thebsidepodcast@gmail.com.
B-Side's got hype, but people root for the underdog. There may be a main event, but don't sleep on the undercard. Welcome to the B-Side. You can take your sneaks off, take you for a sweet ride. Ah, info is supply worldwide. Thanks for flipping to the B-Side. Yeah.
Hosted by Brian McKay.